The U.S. Supreme Court ruled earlier this week that if this song, the Redskins fight song, offends you, you can turn off your radio, you can get mad at me as a public radio host, as people probably already are, or you might out and out just buy the trademark from the millionaire team owner Dan Snyder, who has said he will never change the name of the Washington Redskins, a name that's become offensive to many. The idea of naming a team after the skin of a defeated race whose skin is neither red nor its people defeated today is a matter of intellectual property, said the court unanimously, regardless of who may be outraged. And the unanimous decision is actually a parallel dispute about the name of a rock band that few NFL fans have probably even heard of, the Slants, named for a derogatory term for East Asians, used deliberately and sarcastically by the four members of the band who are all Asian American. This is an obscure bit of trivia with huge national implications. Dave Zirin, sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Welcome.
Great to be here from Washington, D.C.
Where you can't even say the word. You don't even do that anymore.
No, it's difficult to do. I mean, both as coming out of my mouth, having talked to so many Native Americans, so many organizations that have come out against the dictionary-defined slur and racist brand, but also as an act of protest, which a lot of sportscasters do. The next time listeners tune in to an NFL game, listen carefully to how often it's said by the sportscasters themselves, because for many of them, this has become an act of silent civil disobedience against the National Football League to not even say the word. They just say Washington Football Team or the Burgundy and Gold, but they don't say the name.
Is this a little bit like the dispute with the LA Clippers in the NBA, where the racist owner was so offensive in his interactions that were caught on audio that the incomprehensibility of having someone with those racist views running an NBA team was outrageous and he had to go, but nobody applied to the Supreme Court. It wasn't a matter of speech. It was a matter of business. And the Supreme Court has said here, this is all business.
No, you're absolutely right. Because Donald Sterling, the owner of the Clippers, was like a new age version of the original owner of the Washington Football Team, George Preston Marshall, who was an arch segregationist. The Washington Football Team was the last team to integrate. And George Preston Marshall came up with this name of the Washington Football Team precisely because he moved the team from Boston to Washington. It was the southernmost team in the NFL for decades. And he was marketing the team as racism. That's who George Preston Marshall was. First of all, you played that fight song at the start of it. And there's that lyric where it says, fight for old D.C. Those were new lyrics because what Marshall had it was fight for old Dixie. And that's what was sang in the stadium. And it was changed to fight for old D.C. And it's crazy. The owner now, of course, is Dan Snyder. And Dan Snyder is really like a new version of George Preston Marshall in that he will not meet with Native American leaders. He stands by this brand with all his heart and soul. And I think what we learned this past week is that relying on the courts to get this name to change, just like relying on the courts to get Donald Sterling's away from the LA Clippers, would have been a fool's errand. And the only thing that's really going to do it is if the bottom line is hurt of the National Football League, if the brand is hurt, and if you could compel other owners to act against this name because they see that it's bad for business. Short of that, the name will never change because Dan Snyder is a man without shame.
But will the NFL, veto Dan Snyder? I mean, does the NFL have an option here if they feel that it besmirches the NFL to continue with this dispute?
They have no legal option to do that. But the NFL is all about backroom dealings and private pressure. And remember, too, that the National Football League, oddly enough, is the most socialist of all the sports leagues in that they divide all of their revenues equally among the ownership. And if those other comrades, if you will, in the owner's boxes of the National Football League got together and said privately, hey, Dan Snyder, you're making us all look like we belong in the 19th century, not the 21st century, then that name would change mighty quick. So while the buck stops with Dan Snyder without question, this is a league-wide issue in terms of why they permit a racial slur to be a brand on one of their teams. And I got to tell you, like, we got to just point out and underline the irony in this particular case, because this group that you described, this Asian American rock band, this obscure Asian American rock band, they sued to get this trademark, in their minds at least, as an act of anti-racism. You know, their justification was, we want to be able to reclaim this racial slur and turn it into something positive instead of negative. And the idea that this lawsuit by this obscure band who are attempting to enact a position of anti-racism could wind up empowering the most racist brand in sports, I mean, it's almost like an O. Henry story.
Only in America. Dave Zirin, sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.